Nearly 13,000 people are signed up to stand up for public education at the State House. The group is largely made up of teachers, but will also include students, administrators, support staff, and community members. Hank Moore teaches math at Goshen High School.
Ultimately, we want legislators to listen, and I think our goal is to have numbers there that make it very difficult to ignore.
What teachers want is threefold: increase teacher pay, stop adding unfunded mandates to teacher relicensure, and don't hold teachers accountable for the state's low standardized test scores last year. None of these calls are new, says Melissa Mitchell, who teaches 4th and 5th grade English language learners at West Goshen Elementary School.
We haven't been able to see the changes that we need. So at this point, we're saying we need something more to happen, and this was kind of our battle cry.
90% of Hoosier kids attend a public school. According to the National Education Association, Indiana ranks 36th in teacher pay and 51st in salary increases over the last 10 years. Other states at the bottom of those lists, like Oklahoma and Arizona, have had teacher strikes. Indiana teachers aren't striking. Many of them were taking a personal day to rally on Tuesday. And with that many teachers out, a lot of districts chose to close that day instead. Goshen math teacher Hank Moore.
I think the fact that this happened is an indication of just how drastic the situation has become, that teachers and administrators feel that this is significant enough that we're going to close school for the day so that people can go down and make a statement.
Laura Lavroni teaches English at Concord High School. She says the rally is not only for teachers.
Everything that happens that's good for teachers in Concord schools is good for our students. You know, whether it's a pay raise or reasonable class sizes or the resources and the working conditions and learning conditions that our kids need.
Right now, if Indiana schools want more funding, they have to get district voters to pass a referenda to raise local taxes. That money then goes to schools for everything from safety upgrades and building renovations to teacher pay and benefits. Though some districts have passed these ballot measures, Concord Junior High science teacher Erica Shannon says the funding formula is not a good idea.
In Indiana, it is falling on communities and referendums which aren't reliable, and it's really not fair for equal access to education to rely on those referendums to provide the needed funding.
Just like everywhere else, Indiana has a teacher shortage. Teachers say it's often not possible for professionals who have bachelor's and master's degrees to live on a teacher's salary. Carol Robinson used to teach business at Concord Junior High. She's retired now and substitute teaches sometimes.
And you've put in at least 4 years of college and come out and make a wage that is so low that you can't support a family on, that you possibly will be getting free and reduced lunch for your children. That's only part of it.
Robinson says she wouldn't encourage young people to get into teaching. Neither would her daughter, Kristen Weatherholt, who teaches science at Concord Junior High.
If I were to be asked, and I've told this to students, is I don't encourage them to go into teaching right now. I encourage them away from teaching. And what she was saying, it's unfortunate that when we have so many good educators leaving and you have less educators coming in, it's going to leave schools and classes with educators that aren't who the students deserve.
7th grader Chloe Connolly Shannon will be at the rally on Tuesday. Her mom, Erica Shannon, teaches at Concord. Chloe thinks teachers will be able to get through to lawmakers because that's what teachers do all day, make students understand.
Most of the time, teachers really know how to express what they want to, want the people to know in a really sophisticated manner that it can really get across and really make a dent in what we're doing and really make a point.
Ultimately, teachers say the rally isn't for them. English teacher Laura Lavroni.
Public schools are for the state of Indiana. They're not for teachers. They're for Indiana's kids, Indiana's economy, Indiana's communities.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has said that schools choosing to close for the day is a local decision. He says it's good the teachers are speaking out, but he's waiting for information from his appointed teacher pay commission before he'll support any of the changes the teachers are calling for. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.